And welcome, 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 dear listeners, wherever you do find yourself, welcome to this Friday session. And I actually hope you guys have been on our socials the course of this first half of your day.
It's competition time.
Yeah, yeah, it is, it is, it is. And remember, that happens from 5 o'clock on the dot.
Yeah.
So we once again are going to do the roller coaster engagement as we always do. Please do participate, dear listeners. You can come through at 083-288-401. Helmut and I will obviously be manning the ship over here, and it'll be straightforward. Go consult our social medias platforms. That's Eagle FM's and the Village.
Familiarize yourself with the question.
Please, guys, please. We don't want Bacomo and sugar here. Please. Please, 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 please.
Begging you in the name of Namib Mills.
please, guys, seriously. We want fair representation here also. Please, men. For once, show that you at least know what a shop looks like, I believe. Don't make us look so bad.
Yeah.
But you know what? We thank all the participants, and obviously we once again sort of like pre-thank you before we get into that particular engagement. We also have a particular interesting interview coming up in the next 10-ish minutes, where we will be engaging with a artistic and cultural component in today's particular discussion. Well, it's not the essence of our discussion for today. If you've been on our social media, Helmut, for the next 10 minutes specifically, since we've got our particular subject matter lined out in terms of, which will technically also spill over into another session.
You definitely will.
We've got the, in this past week, that the Pan-African Parliament, as well as also a whole host of other particular affiliated African parliamentarian and legislative and lawmakers, I have to use all their words, were participating
and
in
all protocol observed.
And all protocols observed, were participating in all manner of engagement and symposiums, and there was no workshops there. No, I looked. All the videos don't say. They even have it like French, Portuguese, Arabic, English. There's another language, and Swahili even there. They had literally like, they've got literally like five videos, né? Or five streams about the same thing in each one in a different
language,
which made it difficult to get to the right particular video. You know, the one that we had to spend. Yes, we watched 8 hours. Helmut and I. Okay. He watched on his own. I watched on my own. I got to 5 hours and 55 minutes.
I think it's 9 hours plus.
Did you see the other one that I accidentally sent you?
The thing is, there's a lot of silence and a little bit of music somewhere in there.
And in between, they're going on lunch and going for tea breaks, and you're just watching a screen there.
I don't know why they don't just edit this thing and cut out some of those things. Like, you know, you see, people whispering something into each other's ears, and like, okay, why the heck am I watching this?
Exactly.
That's a very lengthy topic that cannot be taken care of cannot be covered in a, you know, in the time that we have today, because we have two activities basically going on, and you know, which one of them will start in
about 7 minutes.
In about 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And that will go on for just an unspecified time period. And then it's an interview. Sort of like a meeting. They have like an exact starting time. This meeting will start at 5 o'clock and end at 6. Nope. No. That meeting is going until 10.
I don't know why meetings always do that.
I don't know why. That's
when people come there for an agenda. Mm-hmm. Do you know what some of the first details sometimes when people hear the word meeting, and I'm not talking about any, you know, about just one specific kind, any kind of meeting, people will always ask, why must I be there? So they want to know what the motivation is for you having them sit down at that particular junction. Even in a work scenario, they will ask you, why?
You can have an agenda, like things we're going to cover is, coming late to work. And, you know, because, you know, if that have been observed and, you know, they want to make it part of an agenda.
Yeah.
Or maybe they say, you know, there's another idea that we want to propose to add to what we're already doing.
Yeah.
The thing is, you can just write that, that as a, you know, proposal for a new tech, say, you know, for a new show.
Yeah.
But, now you will have to get to the point where you will have to, you know, you will have to put the idea right in front of everyone.
Mm.
And then everyone now must weigh in what their take is. That's when things go now, you know, take forever because someone is
and you
like,
were hoping on 5 minutes of mission. No, yeah. Even if it's about late, even if it's about late coming.
Yeah.
Because obviously that's what happened in this pan-African situation. Yes, dear listeners, that's how we started off on. We had to start, off on real life scenarios. So even if it's about late coming.
Yeah.
Do you know it's one of the best things that reactions I've always seen?
Well,
from colleagues and in previous careers scenarios. The colleagues go like, but I don't commit that thing. Why must I be in this meeting?
Why am I here?
Why am I in this meeting? No, why should I come to the meeting?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the one at fault here. Go and talk to the relevant peoples. And then you go and sit there.
Yeah,
and
I think that's where, I think that's where calling a specific individual who is observed of not, sort of like, not doing their job the right way. Just, call them and then sit them down and point, you know, just point it out to them that this is and this and this is what we have observed with regards to your performance. And, well, you can actually do better, you know, all those, corporate jargon of how to call someone an idiot in a professional way. Now, but when you're calling a meeting because of that, because, you have people that are coming, you know, you have people that are coming on time and starting their work on time, and they'll be there like, should I be listening to this?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, well, welcome to work life. You know, sometimes you don't want to, you know, so I think institutions management do that a lot because they don't want to mention any names. So you just, you know.
They go with a broad strategy. Hey guys, let's all pitch in here for two people's particular behavior.
Two people have been observed, doing doing their job this unsatisfactory way, but now we all have to listen to it.
Yeah. And, it never ends peacefully.
No, it never ends. Yeah. So, the two sort of like, I don't want to call it a discussion because they're all, part of like, information sharing, marketing type of discussion that will be going on for both the competition and the interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just so that you guys know, in preparation for the next particular 45-minute segment, I say 45 minutes because specifically 3 minutes from now, we'll be starting off with one of our other particular discussions, which will be on the interview that we will have with some of the particular organizers of the, I just want to get this Concerto Festival 2025, and it is based upon a particular engagement that is obviously taking place for classical musical lovers. You can obviously tune in here or with your number one talk radio station, that being Eagle FM, and we'll be getting into that particular subject matter. At 5 o'clock, we'll be getting into the latest edition of the Number Mills competitions that we've been hosting here on Eagle FM during the time frame of the home run. And, yes, you stand the opportunity once again of winning some, lovely smackaroos. Please go look at our socials and what the question is. We won't mention the question now. No, we won't make it easy for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You must go and work for the work, Moss.
Well, those ones that are familiar with our social media have already worked for the work.
I don't want to look at the comments.
me neither.
Yeah, last time we looked at the comments and we were like, eish.
All I know is when it comes to things like this, every time I go through the comments, I have to switch off my mic and laugh.
Yeah, but our gender keeps, you know, I don't want to say you guys embarrass us, but it really shows that you guys don't go to the shops. You know, it really shows, guys, really. Some of the comments even on the previous posters that we had. I know you're remembering the one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not knowing something is okay. It's okay to not know something, but at least know how to look it up.
Yeah. Yeah. We even give you the guidance. We even give you the hint, go and look what like it's about.
You have a chat GPT. Good luck finding TopScore on that one. Now, ChatGPT will be like, what?
Oh my goodness.
Then they will start bringing you pictures of, you know, of top goal scorers in soccer. Like, man, this is not what I'm asking for, dude.
It's supposed to be a food.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a food.
Yeah. But on that particular note, dear listeners, we're about 20, 45 seconds out. And just on the particular subject matter, Hamoud, just part of our introduction still. Much of the discussion obviously that kicked off there in the Pan-African Parliament, which was known as the P20 and G20 Symposium, based upon what would be the indications of the Pan-African scenario, obviously ended up with a discussion based upon what is the true priority we Africans have to look at. Yeah, we jumped from smallholder farmers to we must combat neo-colonialism and the other policies that impact us that come through from other places.
It went south really fast.
Very, very quickly. Yeah. Very, very quickly. But usually that is, you know, unfortunately, the situation that has been kicked off.
That's the situation that has been observed. But you know, one very simple thing.
Mm.
You remember the childhood soccer example. Yeah. That's the situation we are dealing with here, whether we want to admit it or not. That's the situation that we are dealing with here. It's either we have to start paying for our own things, or whoever is going to come and pay for our plans to be executed will basically end up calling the shots. It's, well, unfortunately, that's the case is going to be. Whoever has the money is going to tell you, you know what, nice plan that you have written. I mean, the English is fantastic. I see you went to Harvard. Congratulations. Now, the thing is, you came up with a very brilliant plan. Very brilliant plan. But who's going to pay for it? We are on the interview part. You know, we're on the interview transition.
So, dear listeners, we'll quickly be taking a short break and we'll be coming back right after this.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoe ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge Fanona, Monica, Co, Eagle FM, Honora Tatime, Bali Heali, Nola Natu, Heali Bali, No Heali, Ileko, Berewa, Nora Hetatu Natu, Bali O Hetatu Batatu, Oma Felane, Eagle FM, the I.
And coming back, dear listeners, to the next 15-minute segment in terms of where we will be engaging with two lovely, particular, if we can call it like classical. But I don't want to say, Inka and Jana, can I call you guys classical enthusiasts? Because you guys technically are the artists in this particular discussion, right?
Yes, we are. Yes, we definitely call us enthusiasts.
100%, 100%. And, obviously just joining us here on Eagle FM during the course of the home run. We are obviously, you know, looking forward towards the next particular installment in terms of taking place in Namibia, but this is over the 2nd and the 3rd of August, which will be the Concerto Festival that will be taking place. If we start off from that particular indication, guys, obviously, you know, firstly, you know, mm-hmm. let's first meet the, what they call it, all protocol observed. Could you, Inka and, Jan, and Jana, could you guys introduce yourselves and just tell us a little bit about in terms of the National Symphony in this regard?
Yes. So, we are both musicians in the, NNSO. So in the long way, it's the Namibian National Symphony Orchestra.
Mm.
And we are both violists. So it's, not so known instrument. So it's the large violin, actually. So we are sitting next to each other and are very excited to have the concert together, which is taking place tomorrow and on Sunday evening at the MTN. So the NNSO will be the orchestra performing with about 40 musicians of all instruments. And yes, we are very, very excited already. We will have our dress rehearsal tonight and we are well prepared and enjoy the music a lot.
Not to jump the gun, Inka, no one is invited to the dress rehearsal, right? So that they don't have an early pre-show.
Yeah, we invite always children to attend this because they love to see the music, and so sometimes it's good for them to be there. But the dress rehearsal is sometimes also interrupted and not 100% professional sometimes. So yeah, it's not a public thing actually.
100%. And your side, Jana, in terms of just what you can, you know, highlight to us in terms of the preparations that you guys had to go through?
Yes, of course. Well, firstly, thank you so much for having us on here. It's really so wonderful to speak to you and your listeners. And as Inka mentioned, I am a violist, and I'm actually leading the viola section for the NSSO in this concert. It's my first time joining the NSSO today. I came in from South Africa, and we've been rehearsing now since last week, every evening, with our young soloists who have this fantastic opportunity to perform with the orchestra, to perform their works with the orchestra, to learn in that kind of environment, which is such an amazing opportunity for young musicians. Also for us more seasoned musicians, it's just so wonderful to play these works and to work with fellow colleagues, new and old. So we've been rehearsing every evening over the past weekend. We actually had two sets of rehearsals every day, so 12 hours of rehearsal over the weekend. So everyone is, full steam ahead and looking forward to sharing the music with everyone who joins us for the concert.
And just getting back to you, Inka, in terms of the particular discussion, obviously still around the symphony itself. If we have a look in terms of, you know, what is a symphony? Because in some cases here with our listeners, you know, people might not have known. I even forget sometimes the difference between an opera and where an orchestra performs, and sometimes how does a symphony factor into this whole classical music discussion?
Yeah, I think we share this a little bit, Jana and I, and so I can start. A symphony is a little bit different from a concert or a soloist concert. So a symphony has always four sets, four movements. Normally it starts with a very fast movement and will be followed by a very calm second movement, then a little bit more joyful third movement, and the last movement is always very fast normally. And so it is with a symphony, it's in G minor, so it's a little bit of a darker color. And it is composed by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, quite in his late era, so after 3 years after he died. And maybe Jana can continue telling you a little bit more about that.
As Inka mentioned, so you had mentioned what's the difference maybe between opera and symphony, or even symphony and orchestra. So as Inka mentioned, the symphony is composed for a certain group of musicians, and there's a way of composing that kind of work. So in this symphony that we're playing by Mozart, we have strings, brass, woodwind, percussion, and we have a conductor.
Because I saw the conductor also specifically.
Exactly. So this work is divided into four different movements. Some people might think of it as four different pieces that make up the whole symphony. And so it's quite an intense or emotionally charged, let's put it that way, symphony for Mozart, who's also very known for like bubbly, light music. So this is a little bit more, it explores a wider range of emotion. And I must say, as violists, we really enjoy the second movement. So if your listeners come to attend the concert, I would tell them to listen out for the second movement and to hear the violas really in their element.
Yes, that's not actually normal. The violas are always a little bit behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And but he liked the violas, obviously, in this piece, and we have some very nice soloistic parts there.
And just to factor in the particular aspect, if, for example, like on the poster it cites the young Namibian soloists, for the everyday person to understand, are we speaking about a singular particular soloist, meaning one person playing their own particular piece or doing their own particular performance, or is it like a collective in some way?
So it's the whole concert is divided into two parts, actually. The first half until the interval will be an overture by Schubert. So this is a normal orchestra piece, so without any soloist, and then it will be followed by single soloistic pieces. So they with us orchestra in accompaniment, but they are standing in front as a soloist. There are three violin pieces. It's just one movement out of a concert that they choose and rehearse or practice for about a year, and then they are ready to show it to the public. And so there will be three two of them are very young, so it's two primary school children who will play the violin, and one elder one. Then there's one girl who's playing amazingly the cello, a very famous piece as well.
Mm.
And then one amazing piano piece from Beethoven. It's really, really nice. Also very known, this one. And then a very exciting flute piece, which is very difficult from the rhythm. Maybe Jenna can also explain a little bit more about that.
So I guess to further answer your question about how the pieces work when there is a soloist.
Yeah.
So the way that they're composed is that the solo instrument has, for instance, like the main voice, and the orchestra will play a supporting role to that soloist. So these young musicians are having a chance to stand up in front of the audience to play almost like the lead star role. If it was an opera setting, this would be the lead singer.
Yeah.
And the orchestra, we serve more of a support role in supporting the melody and what they're bringing across as a soloist. So yeah, the young musicians are doing such an amazing job. They're very much looking forward, and we have quite a few different styles or genres across the instruments that we'll be playing in that first half of the concert. Yeah.
And specifically, just to highlight in terms of the event itself, obviously you mentioned for the I actually forgot one small question, Inga and Jana. It's just in terms of how long has the National Symphony been around for in a Namibian context?
So the National Symphony Orchestra is already here for many, many years. It was actually part of the College of the Arts. Six years ago, it became a private organization, a membership organization. And since then, it's private, actually, and it's run by the members. So we have a membership fee that every one of us pays, and we are dependent on sponsorship. So we thank in this regard very, very much the RMB for sponsorship, and the National Arts Council of Namibia, who really supported us this time really much, and we can this time play at the NTN, the first time again since many, many years for the Concerto Festival. Because normally it is very, very expensive, and but due to their very kind support, we can manage to have our rehearsals and the concerts there, which opens the door for everyone who's interested, and we hope to reach out to many, many people that want to see a very, very nice classical concert in a very familiar environment that they are maybe more often there. And we also sell the tickets at the door. So if there are people who want to join, very short notice, they can very, very open to come, and they can get the tickets as well at the door.
Exactly, because I was about to ask now just about it, specifically where the event will be taking place. That's obviously tomorrow and Sunday.
Yes.
You cited the particular tickets. Are there still tickets available on some of the digital platforms, or is it now completely available now only for when they get to the door? For those late birds, not the early birds, the birds that were completely late and missed the worm for their breakfast in terms of, you know, early bird access. Hello? Inga? Inga? Hello, hello?
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount.
It's time to win your share of $500,000 Namibian in prizes with Vintook Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia, on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Vintook Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Vintook Beer, and you could win. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
Discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
And getting back there to where we left off, dear listeners, just before the break specifically. And Inka, I just was trying to get back into some of the last question in terms of the availability of the tickets and obviously where the venue is for the concerto itself. Is there still any tickets left specifically digitally on any digital platforms, or is it just now the physical ones at the gate that are left?
So the R&B Concerto Festival will take place at the NTN tomorrow at 6:30 and on Sunday at 6:30. Everyone is most welcome to buy the tickets online at webtickets.com.na. So you can pay it online there, or we will close the ticket sales at 5:00, and we will continue with the ticket sales at the door as of 5:00 or a little bit after 5.
Mm.
So people who want to join us very short notice are more than welcome to come to the door and they will get tickets. We are not yet sold out, and there are, okay, the middle part is quite sold.
Mm.
There on Sunday there are definitely more tickets available. On Saturday it's already quite well sorted, but I think there's no problem at all to get a ticket. 100%. So it will definitely be worth coming.
100%. And I see that on the poster specifically, there's one particular price for adults and one for students and pensioners. And yes, obviously, you know, people have to prove that they don't fall into the one bracket in terms of citing that they're not pensioners or students to try and find that 10% discount. But if there's still anything else, Inka and Jaina, that you guys still want to add, you can still do so before we end our discussion.
I hope that, everyone who wants to come will enjoy it. And I can promise that you will enjoy it. It's amazing music. It is really played wonderfully. We are about 40 musicians on the stage, and it will be definitely a very, very nice musical event. Very, very much Different music types and so on. It's just really, really nice to come there to watch live music, to just, see the musicians playing their instruments and, seeing a conductor in life. And so this is a very seldom experience that Namibians have. And, this will be maybe our last concert this year. And, it will be definitely, a highlight to come. And you can have a drink in between and meet your friends there. Mm-hmm. And I promise that it will be unforgettable.
Mm. And from my side, I just think it's just been such a joy to make music with the musicians and the young musicians that are going to be soloing here in Namibia. And as Namibians, really, you can be so proud of the work that's going into these concerts. Mm. And it's always so wonderful to perform to a full hall, especially for young ones who are soloing with us. So it'd be wonderful just to, just to see everyone come and support these concerts.
Exactly, exactly. Thank you once again, Inka, and thank you once again, Jaina, in terms of bringing us that extra explanation in terms of understanding regarding this particular weekend's event, specifically the Concerto Festival. And obviously, dear listeners, if you're in Windhoek, if you're in town, specifically make a turn at the event specifically. Just to get it right, guys, the venue is at the National Theatre, right?
Yes. Exactly. At 6:30.
Yeah.
6:30 on Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd August, so it's tomorrow and Sunday.
100%, 100%. Thank you once again, Inka, and thank you once again, Jaina, for sharing with us those particular details.
Have a good afternoon. Bye.
Bye-bye, guys. Thank you.
And returning back, obviously, dear listeners, from where we ended off with the rest of our discussion, Helmut is back on air. Hey, Helmut.
Yeah.
Insightful things, obviously, because this weekend it shows, obviously, August is in full swing and things are about to start. It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
It's good stuff. And it's something that is new to some of us. I won't speak for everyone.
Look at you sounding diplomatic.
For those of us that are classical, musically challenged, it's just worth, popping up and just having the whole experience of watching, live music, especially this symphony, a symphony type of music.
Yeah.
Where someone is not holding a mic and then singing along to Beyonce's song. This is unlike that.
That's where all of us has been, Helmut.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why you're throwing so much shade on the whole of Namibia.
I don't have bodyguards. That's why.
So only specific ones. Specific ones. Yeah.
Yeah. So before we continue, let's take a live read.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a ShopRite live read. Get the hottest deals on all your spirit needs with winter at your favorite ShopRite liquor shop. Get four 200 ml Grants Triple Wood blended Scotch whiskey for just $200 Namibian. Scottish Coolie whiskey for $174.99 each, and $154.99 each for Smirnoff 1818 vodka and Rock Bay spiced rum, and Gordon's gin for only $169.99. ShopRite Liquor Shop. Hot deals at low prices. Alcoholic drinks not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
And on that particular note, dear listeners, we won't be switching over to a sort of like an intercessionary ad. Just to let you know, we are now stepping into
the interview is over.
Yeah, the Namibmals engagement.
That competition.
We see the phone line is flashing. We are going to share with you the question right now. Name the latest brand launched by Namibmals. Name the latest brand launched by Namibmals. Namibmals is a brand itself, but it also owns other brands. Let's get with the first caller going through. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Fine, and you, madam?
I'm fine, thanks.
Where are you calling from, madam?
I'm calling you from Walvis Bay.
Thank you once again there from the Bay of Wales. But, madam, you obviously want to share with us your answer. Are you here for the Nummit Mills competition?
Yes, please.
Yes, madam. So, madam, what is the your answer?
Dwight, where are you, Menace? Could we please know who we're talking to?
Albertina Mateus.
Albertina Mateus.
Yes.
Okay, Dwight, take it away.
So, Albertina, what is your answer?
My answer is a Nam style family chow, soya mince and pasta, which is available in three flavors, capanna chicken and beef.
So it's the Nam style. No, Albertina, that's all we wanted. That's all we wanted. Nam style.
Oh, okay.
Soya mince and?
And pasta.
And thank you very much, Albertina. So it's Walvis Bay and you're calling from, obviously from Walvis Bay, yes. Albertina, can we ask you to just drop us your text message, your response to the following number? Do you have a pen with you?
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment. Okay, we can quickly take your number. Yeah, we can quickly take your number, Albertina.
Hang on a second. Yes. Takeaway is not working again.
Yeah.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah. So, Albertina, so the number is 08081?
3015. 467.
Just hold on for me.
Okay, please, could you please repeat that for me? 081.
3015.
3015, okay.
And then the last part, Albertina?
467.
467.
Yes. All right, thank you very much for participating.
Thank you very much, Albertina.
All right, thank you so much.
So, dear listeners, by the top of 5:30, we're now 10 past the hour of 5. The question is straightforward. Name the latest brand launched by, guess who? Your number one Namibian, if we can call it the Namibian food manufacturer. That being Nummit Mills. Name the latest brand launched by Nummit Mills. You can come through at 083-288-401. We'll be doing this all the way up until 5:30, and then we'll have to crop. We'll have to select and choose the lucky winner. We will call back at that stage and ask you how you feel. You, the lucky winner.
Yeah.
We haven't selected the person yet. Let's get the next caller through. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Yes, afternoon, sir.
How are you doing, madam?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right, madam. Where are you calling us from?
Windhoek.
And you are, madam, your name, please?
Sarah Alfus.
Sarah?
Alfus.
Alfus.
Alfius.
Alfius, yes.
Alfius, okay, Alfius. Sarah, you have the question, right?
Yes.
And you have your answer.
Hmm.
And what is, kindly share it with us.
My answer is Nam style.
100%, 100%. Thank you very much, Sarah. Sarah, just hold on for me. We quickly just want to test something. Either, do you have a pen with you? If you can just drop us a text message, because we just want to see if we can quickly take your details off air so we don't stand here, you know, advertising your number to the whole country. Let me first give you the number, and then we'll quickly see if we can quickly, you know, get your number off air.
Mm.
So the number is 081 200.
Yes.
41 44. Yeah, just drop us a text message, but still hold on for me.
Okay.
Thank you very much. We'll be back right after this. Dear listeners, just hold on.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe.
And we come back, dear listeners. Welcome to Eagle FM and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Fine. And you, madam?
I'm good, thank you.
Where are you calling us from, madam?
From Windhoek.
Nice, nice. So far, we've got two Windhoeks. Madam, who are we talking to?
Roberta.
Roberta. Roberta, do you have your answer?
Yes, Nam style.
Namaste. 100%, 100%. Roberta, can I? Do you have a pen close to you?
Yes, you can talk to me. 100%.
Roberta, we would like you to just, in terms of, we've taken down, your surname as well, Roberta, please. Because we are obviously also just recording this side.
Okay, my surname is Koch, K-O-C-H.
Go ahead, K-O-C-H. Roberta, could you kindly just drop us a text message at the following number?
Yes, sir.
081. 200.
200.
41. 44. Just what you told us, your answer, and specifically just, you know, identifying yourself.
Yeah, and name, name and answer.
Yeah, name and answer, the same thing. And then we'll obviously just tally it up with all the other callers that we've got.
We'll certainly do. Thank you so much. Right?
Thank you so much. Roberta, if you are the successful winner at the end of 5:30, which is 15 minutes away, we will call you. We hope by that time you will be happy if we, you know, call you on air.
I'm already happy, so I will be the lucky one.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Roberta.
Have a nice day further.
Bye.
Thank you guys. Bye-bye.
And obviously, dear listeners, we wish to make, it's not Christmas, but we wish to make someone's dream today. So far, once again, my gender has been embarrassed.
So you think we are like the Santa?
Well, one of
us will have to be the reindeer, and it's not going to be me. Anyway, next caller.
It's not going to be that. Let's take the next caller. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine. You, madam?
I'm okay.
Where are you calling us from, madam?
From Oshakati.
Nice, nice, nice. Oshakati. Yeah. And who are we talking to, madam?
Maria.
Maria. Maria, do you have your answer to our question of name the latest Namib Mills brand that was launched?
Yes.
Let's kindly hear it.
Namstyle.
You don't have to mention the flavor. It's the brand is already on the package.
The surname, please, Maria.
Maria Matthews. Eba Maria Matthews.
Eba Maria Matthews.
Yeah.
Maria, can we ask you a favor? Do you have a pen close by?
A pen?
Yes, because we want you to just drop us a text, because we will be telling all the responses we have up that we've received so far.
Okay. I can't find my pen with me here.
Can we quickly do this? Give us your number, and we have to apologize for sort of like asking this for you live on air. We've got a small technical issue here with us.
All right.
Yeah. Your number, please.
081.
Yes.
26.
26.
888-07. Yes.
So it should be 26-888-07.
07, yes. Right.
Thank you very much, Maria.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, dear listeners, it is straightforward. So far, we've got, is it five people, Helmut, that we've got there?
We have Ian Tuyedri Fear so far.
Fear, okay. So far, it's...
That's four, right?
Ladies, four. Us men, zero. Ah, you know what, guys? I'm not even gonna promote or advocate for you guys anymore.
Hey, come on. Just, run a competition of who scored the most goals the previous season.
They wouldn't even know that, Helmut, because it'll be me, Man United, and you, Liverpool. And then the top scorer won't even come from any of those two clubs. But yeah, once again, this is the Namib Mills particular competition segment here on this Friday edition. The question is straightforward. Name the latest brand that was launched. Next caller coming through. Eagle FM, good afternoon. Okay, it seems like just at the end of that particular engagement. Caller, if it was you, please come back. Or even though we've got a next caller coming through. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
sir. Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Can you hear us?
Yeah, we are talking to Marcus.
I'm speaking to who?
Marcus.
Marcus.
Marcus, Marcus.
B-A?
B-A-R?
Uh-huh.
K-I-A-S.
Oh, T-I-A-S. Bartius.
Yes.
Bartius, are you here for the Namib Mills competition?
Yes.
Yes, Bartius, let's hear your answer.
My answer is Namstyle.
Namstyle. 100%. Yeah. Bartius, just hold on for me, or do you have a pen close by?
No.
You don't have a pen. Bartius, could you give us your number, so we can just tally up the responses we've got so far?
08124.
08124?
18,000.
So it would be 1800.
Exactly.
Okay, so let me just get the number once again.
081-214-24-1800.
Yes.
Bartias, there's a number missing there. We've got six numbers there.
Yeah.
There's six numbers there. We are missing a number.
There should be seven.
It's
24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
18.
Yeah.
00.
Oh, 000.
000. Okay, 100%.
Thank you.
Bartias, your surname?
It's Alfred.
Bartias Alfred. Thank you once again, Bartias.
Welcome.
All right. So far, one of us has shown up, dear listeners, or fellow gender.
So proud of us.
So proud. 4-1. We're still five behind. Moving on, dear listeners, you can call through at 083-288-401. Let's hear your particular responses to the competition that's once again back up, here on this Friday afternoon. We can be your Father Christmas in August. It's the 1st of August. And the question is straightforward. Name the latest brand launched by Namib Mills. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, madam, how are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
I'm all right. Madam, where are we calling from and who are we talking to?
Pomweni.
You're calling from where?
Windhoek.
Yes. Pomweni, so, do you have your answer?
Yes.
All right, let's hear it.
Namstyle,
100%. Pomweni, do you have a pen close by?
Yes.
Could you kindly drop us a text message to the following number? Just with your name. Your name and surname and your answer. We will obviously see the number, but it's just for us to tally up on this side.
Okay.
081
200
41
41.
Yeah, 41
44.
Yeah, so it should be 241-44.
Okay.
100%. Pomweni, what is your surname? Just so that we have the full description.
Ndumula.
So it's N D A N D E. N D E M O
M U
M U L A.
Yes, yeah.
100%. Pomweni, thank you once again.
Thank you, sir.
So, dear listeners, as we obviously get through the last 9 minutes, Helmut. Okay. We should actually extend it by 3 more minutes. So it should be 5:33. Obviously, you know, I over allotted on the other end, you know, at the start, at the top of the hour. So the question is straightforward. Participating in the latest Namib Mills installment in terms of where we give away 500 smackaroos, not thousands, hundreds. Please,
just
guys,
zeros.
Please don't get happy. We are not the lotto yet. Emphasis.
Looking forward to it, but not yet.
Emphasis on the yet. Let's get the next caller coming through. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm all right, and you, man? How are you doing?
Good.
Yes, are you here for the Namib Mills particular competition of today?
Correct.
100%. Who are we talking to and from where are you calling?
I'm calling from Windhoek, and my name is Willie Hungary.
Willie Hungary.
Yes.
Willie, is it with a Y at the end or with IE at the end?
With a Y.
With a Y. Willie, so what? Let's hear your answer.
Namstyle. Yes.
100%. Willie, can I ask you a big favor? Do you have a pen close by?
No.
All right. Willie, I'm sorry for asking you this, but could you give us your number so that we can have it on our side when you might be a lucky winner?
081.
Yes.
443-534.
Let me just go through it for once again, Willie. Is it 443-534?
Correct.
100%. Thank you once again, Willie.
Thank you.
So, dear listeners, as we're obviously heating up, we've got at least three of our gender participated. Helmut and I were sitting with big smiles here for no reason. Not that that's...
Hey, we're well represented. What do you mean no reason?
It's no reason, Helmut, because only on a Friday do we actually wake up as a gender to participate.
It's Friday, duh.
Yeah, that's true. Once again, the ladies, you guys are... doing us proud. Thank you for participating. We still have a good, 10 minutes left because I'm extending it to 5:33. Come through at 083-288-401. The question is straightforward. It's once again brought to you by Namib Mills and the discussion is about, can you identify or name the latest brand that was launched by
Namib Mills. It's a lovely brand, lovely flavors. I'm actually excited for a few of them, especially the cheese-flavored one and the soya mince one. I still have to go and consult my local retailer because I either just walk. I actually just walk directly to the deli at the back where the pies are, or I walk to a fridge, or I walk straight to another section which has nothing to do with refrigeration or other racks. So yes, come through and participate in this discussion. You have the opportunity of winning $500 million. Not 5,000. Not 5 million. I wish. I would have participated if it was at the million. I definitely would have found a way. Okay, I can't speak for you, Helmut. You will have to implicate yourself in that particular scenario.
Yeah, no, even if I say that, I would find a way. No one is going to believe me. You know, it's a Kabango thing, you don't understand. But
as long as you're not speaking in what's your language again?
Thembugushu.
Thembugushu. I almost said Kiriku. I almost misidentified you. Sorry, I'm not so sorry for that.
Nah.
So, come through, dear listeners. We still have like a good 7 minutes to go. 083-288-401. That's also before the next ad break actually creeps up on us. And luckily, we got another caller. Eagle FM, good afternoon. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, madam. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How is that?
I'm all right. Thank you, madam. Are you here for the Namib Mills competition, madam?
Yes.
Madam, if you, where are you calling from and who are we talking to?
Sorry?
Where are you calling from and who are we talking to?
I'm calling from Otapi.
Otapi, hey, for the first time, yes. For the first time. Madam, your name?
Hilde Nombo.
Hilde Nombo. Hilde, do you have your answer for today's competition?
Yeah, Bo.
Let's hear it.
The latest brand is Namstyle.
100%, 100%, Hilda. Hilda, can I ask you a big favor? Do you have a pen close by?
Sorry?
Do you have a pen close by?
A pen?
Yes, because we just want you to send us a quick text message via WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Or should we take your number? Can we take your number right here?
Okay, 081.
Yes.
333. 0. 0. 268. 268.
So we should have 333. 0268.
Yes.
Hilda, how do we spell your surname? N-N-A?
N-E-U.
N-E-U?
M-B-O.
M-B-O. Neumbo.
Yeah.
Thank you once again, Hilda.
You're welcome, sir. Good day.
Good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So on that note, dear listeners, still a good 7 minutes to go. Helmut? I know. The ladies.
You can call in if you want.
The ladies are beating us. Flat out, only three men.
We knew this.
Yeah, we knew this. We knew this. We had high hopes. But once again, as I indicated, us, the gender, as a global.
The gender.
You guys should just stay out of the shops, guys. Really, really, really. Just give the money to your partners. Nonetheless, the listeners.
The future really is female. evidence is stacking. The odds are stacked against us.
So far, we've got, I think it's 10 responses, right, Helmut?
Okay, I'm counting. No, 8.
8, oh yeah. An even split. Or is it one more for women? Or is it, 5-3?
Okay,
I think it's 5-3, yeah.
Yeah, it must be 5-3.
Yeah, it's 5-3, yeah. Yeah. So, dear listeners, 6 more minutes to go, specifically at the 5:33 mark. We will be closing the competition line. You can call through at 083-288-401. The competition is for a lucky winner to walk away with a, once again, with a $500 Namibian dollar.
In cash.
Not to say that you are showing it up right now to pick it up. Obviously, we will coordinate with you, but just participate in terms of the notion, in terms of that you stand the opportunity of participating. Based upon the probability that so far is that, the probability there is 1 over 8, right?
Yeah.
1 over 8. I love probability. Even though I didn't like Even though I didn't like statistics that much as a subject, but probability was a lovely thing.
Statistics is annoying, not because it's mostly because you are dealing with a lot of information.
Yeah, not just numbers. Many people think it's just about the numbers.
That's a lot of
it's information. It's the information
you have to compare.
Yeah, yeah, and it seems like we got a caller just while we were having their particularly purely academic discussion. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, sir.
How are you doing, madam?
I'm all right.
Madam, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Windhoek.
From?
From Windhoek.
From Windhoek. All right. And we are talking to?
We are talking to Madam Helena Fonseca.
I say again, madam?
Helena Fonseca.
Helena Fonseca.
Yes.
Is it Helena or Elena?
Helena.
Helena, yes. Are you, kindly give us your answer. Yes, Helmut said it already.
Mm-hmm.
Your answer for today's particular competition of number mills.
Yes, answer.
Mm-hmm.
What is the question?
The question is, name the latest brand that was launched by number mills.
The latest brand?
Yes.
The latest brand, is it in which brand store? Is it store?
No, you just give us one answer, Helena. That's all. One answer.
Yes.
The latest brand, and it is?
The latest brand. I have no idea.
No, just choose a name, Helena. Choose a name, quickly. Helena, it's up to you. Give us a name, and then we can't identify what the name is to you. You have to give us the name of the latest brand launched by Namib Mills.
Or perhaps Helena called in to participate in something different, not the competition. Or did you call in specifically for the competition?
No, I was just listening to the radio and I just knocked off now. But I was just here when I came in the phone, then I was just called to find out to see what it is. Listening to the radio the whole time.
This is usually a home run, which is the show that we host. That's Helmut and Dwight. But today we sort of like we're having this competition that we are running, so we're not doing our usual home run where we come with a topic and then break it down and then allow callers to come in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. So Helena.
So sorry for the mistaken identity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Thank you very much, Helena.
Yeah.
Bye. We'll quickly go for a short break, guys, and we come back right after this.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Windhoek Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Windhoek Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Windhoek Beer, and you could win. Windhoek, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
Now, we obviously come back from that particular short break, dear listeners. And just to cite to you specifically that, obviously, we have to do our little particular logistics here in the background. We are practicing full democracy, as always, as we've always also done with the previous versions of the same particular competition brought to you by Namib Mills. However, I've got to indicate right now that it is now 5:33, and unfortunately, the competition or any more entries end after this particular announcement. We'll quickly be taking a longish break, and we'll be coming back right after this to unveil or bring to you the latest winner in the host of Namib Mills based competitions here on your number one talk radio station, that being Eagle FM. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned, dear listeners.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Inge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM. The eye.
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Impa? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
And coming back to listeners, obviously, with that elongated particular break that we took right there. And we have successfully selected our latest winner in the Number of Mills session. And, well, we actually have a lucky winner. Obviously introducing, and that's obviously as Helmut is now quickly coordinating how to sit down. Drum roll, Helmut.
Wait, ding! Wait, do we have that number?
She was one of the ones that actually had to drop us a text quickly. So just in terms of citing this, if you're the lucky, yes, we do have a number. We do have a number.
Keep the suspense.
Yeah, we're going to keep the suspense. We have selected a lucky winner right now, and it could be anyone of eight entries so far. We'll be back right after this in terms of revealing the Number of Mills winner for this particular Friday session.
Should we call her?
Yeah, we are going to call her.
All right.
Yeah.
Great news. Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala. unonge shefa ya pumbo kukaraya kubanu. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake nge shefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamwiri nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali.
And obviously coming back, dear listeners, and in terms of identifying the latest particular winner on the Namib Mills engagements in terms of the competitions we've been running for the past, if we can say it like week and 2 weeks specifically, actually identifying our latest winner, and that being Sarah Alpheus, how do you feel?
Oh, I feel, oh, I don't know how to say it. Thank you very much, Igatham.
Congratulations, Sarah.
Thank you.
Yes, how do you feel, Sarah, about the particular win?
Yeah, I don't know what to say, but please, man, thank you.
100%, 100%.
Well,
Sarah,
thank you for participating.
Well, yes, indeed, that's the important one. Sarah, just to let you know, we will call you over the course of the weekend or back on Monday. So obviously, we do have your details already, so we'll just give you a call.
Okay.
Thank you once again, Sarah, for participating.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And there we go, dear listeners. One lucky winner, highlighted, selected, obviously congratulated, feeling exhilarated on their end. On our end, Helmut and I, we slightly feel that, you know, guys, go and shop for a change and see what's going on in the shops, man.
Nah.
Yeah, that's actually very good advice, you know. Go on as is. But this actually means that we return back to where we left off with our conversation for the next 20 minutes. Helmut, it obviously sets us in the scene, getting us back into character, as we always do specifically.
Well, today's discussion starts with, it's in summary, what is wrong with Africa? Now, that's a question to which I think have two answers.
Yeah.
One, a very short one, and a very long one. The short answer
Lead us to Karibab. Let's take the long one. Lead us to Karibab.
Don't worry. Okay. We'll be with you shortly.
Yeah.
The short answer is almost everything. The long answer is that's where the Pan-African Parliament now discussion comes in. Yeah. And,
okay.
Are we going to run? Are we going to work in? Are we going to reach a time in the in the near future as a continent where we are working in cohesion? In terms of in terms of developing trading with each other and developing the whole continent at large.
And
so that was basically the that discussion is still ongoing, right?
No, that was part of the discussions.
Part of the discussion.
That one thing that you mentioned there.
Yeah.
Was part of much of the other conversations that were, or let me rather say, talking points that were cited by the MPs.
Yeah.
Remember, these are MPs, dear listeners, that come from across the continent, French-speaking,
English, English-speaking, Portuguese,
those two as well,
French,
Swahili-speaking.
Yeah.
They show up, Arabic-speaking even, they show up, and they had to engage. Here is one of the cruxes that took place. Now, this particular segment of the Pan-African Parliament's engagements was the one based upon the AU theme, which is the reparations discussion that the AU has approved, the AU heads of state. Which is an interesting conversation, Helmut, because at some of the points that were listed, now I'm going to, like in an umbrella scenario, list some of the points that were listed there. There was a gentleman from a French-speaking, one of the French, because they didn't identify who they were, but a gentleman from a French-speaking African country got up and said, localized funding for AU initiatives is an issue.
Okay, how do I put this? Let's just say, we have had like at least a part of this discussion before.
Yeah.
Localized funding. Remove the localized
funding overall.
Is a problem for the AU.
Now here's the thing. You remember you mentioned a very lovely thing yesterday in terms of The projects that you see happening in let's say in Namibia,
yeah,
some of the things do have an international element to it in terms of some investment or involvement or policy development or involving Namibia in multilateral discussions.
Yeah.
The same cluster of MPs stood up, and I saw our deputy speaker. He was just sitting there. Katamelo, he was the deputy speaker. Katamelo was just sitting, you know, checking the whole proceedings. In the 5 hours of the video that I watched, okay, the stream, because it was now after the stream, but it's a video now. The 5 hours that I watched, not once did a Namibian MP get up. I won't mention party names or affiliations or the names of the people.
It's called observing.
Yeah, but our people, this is what happened on Tuesday. The session happened on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Our people were just sitting there observing what the other African lawmakers were saying. The gentleman from the French country that highlighted the funding, French speaking country that highlighted the funding issue, also branched out into another particular point, but which also resonated by South African MP, the South African Parliament, because this was a joint session with the South African Parliament, MPs. The South African Parliament guy cited policies being made somewhere else that has to be implemented on our continent. Guess who they mentioned the most there in terms of policies developed somewhere else?
Influence.
Influencing us.
Who is that?
CBAM. The Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism of the EU. Now, these MPs are already citing that, firstly, that they are operating from a position in terms of that their sectors are still infant sectors.
Yeah.
They would like to export the product that they are participating in, which is obviously mining or agriculture.
Yeah.
But they don't want to be placed under a specific policy that comes through from a trade partner of their country. Now, I'm sorry, Hamoud. Your country, let's say Namibia, negotiated with an entity that represents 27 countries.
Look, but look. At this point, I can't blame the EU. They're just telling you that if you want to access our market, these are the terms.
Yeah.
I mean, we can do the exact same thing.
We can.
Yeah.
But we are not.
Because, well, every time that the EU, for example,
yeah,
is they are a trading bloc,
yeah,
and everything that every decision they make sure to step one. Where is the money going to come from? That one is now, we are very good at drawing up the blueprint of how things are going to look like.
Yeah.
And then we start asking questions now, who is going to fund this?
Exactly. And whose money? Whose experts are coming through?
And you know what's more painful?
Yeah.
When you find the benefactor that brings you the financial, the financial aspect of your blueprint that you drew, you are telling them, I want 90%. Of the money, 90% stake, now in the project that you have invested
for.
In.
Paid for.
Yeah. Well, it's on my land, but okay, here's the thing. Why didn't you pay for it?
Yeah. Why could you not go borrow money for it? And then you just hear crickets.
We go and borrow money. Mozambique happens. You see, this is a catastrophe. Now, we do borrow money. You don't have the money. You draw up a plan. You go and borrow the money and then, buy Vrupas.
Yeah.
And then turn around and say, okay, we have a lot of external influence. Look, this is what the Rwandan president said back in May.
Mm.
When they were launching the International Security Conference on Africa. Now, the whole idea was, and that was, this is a very new organization.
Yeah.
Moussa Faki was there, the Rwandan president obviously was there because it was held in Kigali, Rwanda.
Yeah.
The idea was, how can we run our continent ourselves where we are making all the decisions, where we don't have a lot of, a lot of external influence with regards to the policies that we set up to run our day-to-day lives. One thing the Rwandan president pointed out was that we keep saying we don't want to create, we don't want to have external influence.
Yeah.
But we are creating the environment that makes us ripe for a hostile takeover if there was one.
And which is continuously right.
Yep.
I mean, Hamoud, for example, if we take a particular look at some of the discussions that obviously have been taking place, even in that engagement, you have a situation where the MPs from the South African Parliament were trying to access support from the other African parliamentarians and lawmakers. Remember, this was a symposium, a joint symposium by the South African Parliament and the PAP, the Pan-African Parliament.
Yeah.
They were having this joint session. The South African MP, and they had various points on the agenda. The South African MP, this Frolink guy, I forgot his first name, but Frolink kept indicating that, you know, they've got to stick to certain points and then, motivate each point or debate upon each point. But he kept referencing CBAM and he kept citing the aspect of the international influence discussion.
Uh-huh.
Meaning you've got, for example, historically, Namibia's two largest trade partners is Germany and it is largest development partner is Germany, largest trade partner is South Africa. That is Namibia's relationship. We are literally stuck between two giants. The scenario from that particular question is, what are we supposed to do? We are just 3 million. The one has a population of 80 million, who are now just has recently passed legislation to sort of like remove a limiter in their constitution that says the government must not spend more than this percentage on the army, has put 500 billion euros in infrastructure investment fund for Germany.
Yeah.
They now have to build bridges, Helmut, that can carry a tank. Let me reiterate that again. They have to build bridges that can carry a tank. Let me say that again. It must be able to carry a tank that allow them to be able to spend on other particular or upgrading other particular things, upgrading their railway systems, upgrading their road network systems, upgrading in many other particular parts of small towns, in the country. Now, if you see a country accessing financing like that, Germany, on the other end, you're now seeing them, South Africa, who, for some reason, their president did not get up, because I just spoke to a friend right now who even said she even felt bad for Ramaphosa and that engagement in the White House. What happened there 2 months back? Remember?
Yeah, the whole,
with Donald Trump.
Yeah, the whole, well, I brought some of my white friends. They were here. They will tell you there is no genocide in South Africa. Sorry, I thought this was
Even then, any other African would have said, listen here, brah. I come here out of respect. I'm not your wishy-washy other people from Europe or NATO.
You see, that's where I respect the German Chancellor now, because he went there.
No, but the Canadian guy also did the same.
Yeah, he went to Donald Trump with his grandfather's birth certificate, reminding him that, you're from home there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
You're talking
about immigrants. Immigrants. You are one.
I thought Trump had Scottish ancestry. Yeah, where is the German ancestry? Yeah, he went there. So the Germans went heavy. On that argument.
Oh no! Just look it up. You're gonna see the German Chancellor sitting there with a laminated pot. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just said it by his side. I'm like, whoever came up with this idea is politically savage. But
the Germans.
The Germans and their obsession with precision. They decided to leave no stone unturned.
The worst part is that in many cases, the German precision is not even the best precision that you can find.
Is it, who's that? The Japanese?
Of course.
Of course it's gonna
Helmut, the Japanese invented, there's this lovely meme that I sometimes find. It's not supposed to be a meme because it's supposed to tell you the difference between automotive engineering and the different styles that you find. They didn't even mention the Americans there. So, the supposedly, German, the engineering thinking that went behind making the suspension system for cars, German cars, shows a whole bunch of intricate parts.
A thousand different parts.
Parts, getting to the same thing. And if you go and look at Japanese engineering, it's just one part that connects the thing. I was like, wow. But the Japanese were pretty good. Do you know why, Helmut?
Yeah.
This was also shown in the Second World War as well. The Japanese was the first to make a bolt action rifle that had no recoil on it.
Huh.
It technically meant that the Japanese were probably the most lethal, if they had snipers, were the most lethal snipers on the battlefield. But obviously, if you understand the battlefield itself, the geography of it, it was a very, it was, you know, it was jungle and it was a lot of islands and you had to fight island to island and to island. And it was a dangerous rifle. It was close to what the British had created, the Lee Enfield series. Because the Lee Enfield, the one that was used in the Second World War, there were accounts of the enemy soldiers that would tell them they thought they were under fire from a machine gun. But the Lee Enfield had such quick reload, the ability, it would allow the user to reload every shot so quickly, it sounded like rapid fire. But it was a bolt action rifle. Okay, minus the small history lesson right there. So, the discussion obviously shows that the world has a particular direction to head to, which also shows in specifically the kind of energy future that is meant to be spoken there. Now, dear listeners, we literally just have 5 minutes left still of today's program, because the indication is based upon Helmut and I have to fit in a lot of stuff in. But here's one of the particular talking points, Helmut, that obviously stems from that PAP, South African Parliament talking point together. There was one interesting comment specifically based upon the indication of looking internally.
Yeah.
Now, it also includes the other gentleman, the French-speaking MP, who cited the internal financing discussion. And that at the heart of it, African leaders cannot agree with each other on a pathway in terms of funding for their continental platform.
Like I said, we keep coming up with plans. But we want someone to come and finance those plans.
For us.
Yeah, oh yeah, for us, not just that. And then they must now give us a stake.
But we say yes to financing the UN. That was one of the reasons also, Mos. We have to finance also the UN. You pay us your membership fee, Mos.
Yep.
So,
I think we are good with
paying our account.
A lot of things that we are going to discuss on this continent is going to boil down to one thing.
Who's financing you?
Who's financing it?
And are you financing it properly?
Yep.
Because I, as a Namibian, I would be unhappy if part of my subscription monies through the Namibian government ends up in the Sudan war. Because I would be asking why those guys fighting in the first place.
Yeah.
Because those guys clearly want to do a Mozambique.
You bet.
Well, but they're both already busy with a Mozambique-ish template.
Yep.
For buying more bullets and, you know, and more armaments. But I don't want Namibia's money showing up there on the bank balance or on the balances in terms of assisting so-called humanitarian aid, which translates to a scenario of the aid is actually military aid. To try and sort out the situation in Sudan. As a Namibian voter, I would also say no. No, Namibia, don't pay your money a cent into that organization of the AU. Which also then gets us into this next particular talking point based upon it, which has been the future of the PAP.
Oh dear.
That question keeps popping up there between those MPs. They keep asking that question. What is the viability of the PAP if the PAP does not have oversight over what the heads of state, the overall AU council or commission think, where the heads of state meet, if it doesn't have any impact? Remember that talk we had the other day of the mid-year meeting of that took place in Gabon, or was it Equatorial Guinea?
The one where there was not a single word of English?
We found the other declaration, the previous declaration, the sixth declaration, but we are still waiting for the seventh declaration. Do you remember that in that particular talk, the indication was based on each head of state had a specific role to play in the various regions across the continent to try and achieve continental integration, which is the ultimate integration that we obviously are seeking, you know, economic integration. Do you remember back then? Well, back then is not last year, guys. It was literally 2 weeks back. The indication was that we still have to know what each head of state is doing with regards to what feedback was actually given in Equatorial Guinea. Meaning, we knew that Nana Akufo had changed, is no longer president of Ghana. Mm-hmm. There's now someone else there. Would that head of state take over from the job that Nana Akufo had? Because Nana Akufo's one was the most difficult one. It was the ability of being able to install ICT infrastructure to allow for cell phone payments or mobile payments to be done cross-border, you know, to try and spur on the AFC-CFTA discussion. And the AFC-CFTA also featured a lot in this PAP joint symposium with the South African Parliament about, you know, harnessing the potential that the AFC-CFTA is supposed to achieve. But we keep on coming back to policies being written in other countries for us.
Well, in the world of geopolitics, influence basically means everything, which is why the East and the West are now, always on each other's necks. It's mostly about, a global dominance, who has the biggest influence in what region. And regions that are more made up of just a cluster of small countries, both in terms of global dominance and politically.
Yeah.
They're always going to be more of, they're going to be, a battleground for the big powers. Mm. And this was, we saw the same thing, we saw the same thing during colonialism. But now that we have, now that we are basically running our own continent, we keep making the exact same mistake, or is it a mistake or is it just casu consulto, accidentally on purpose.
What, Helmut? What's the word?
Casu consulto.
Oh.
Yeah, accidentally on purpose. Where I would just pass by your deck you and on purpose and then apologize telling you that, well, I'm sorry, it was a mistake.
Isn't that similar to like the other statement that is sometimes used in law? A comment in passing, then the judge will say, no, that's a comment that cannot be factored into the proceedings of the court.
But you've already insulted someone. Then you at this point. The point is, I think when it comes to resources,
yeah,
we have the resources, we have the experts,
yeah,
we have the experts, because we wouldn't be talking about brain drain if we didn't have the experts. We have the experts. We're just not giving them the reasons to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, and they have every reason to leave. Reaching the level of academic achievements that a lot of African academics have reached requires a significant investment. Mm. They invested into climbing that academic ladder.
Yeah.
Now, when they ask for ballooning type of payments for them to, for them to execute a certain task, you really have to understand, they didn't go to the universities for free.
Mm.
So now, that brings us to one discussion. What's happening? So we have the skills and you'll find a lot of information coming out of, the US, especially US universities.
Yeah.
And Kenyans have just decided to turn, assignment completion into a business. They're making money off of it. They just said, now there's a lot of communication taking place between U.S. university students and Kenyans.
Mm.
Yeah, where a bunch of university students in the U.S. send their assignments and a lot of academic activities to Kenya for them to be completed by basically a club. Some of them are as big as our staff here.
Why does that sound like modern day slavery, Amon?
It's for a fee.
Yeah, but still. Why am I doing someone else's work, even if it's for money?
It's happening here. It's happening right here. There are a lot of university students that outsource their assignments.
So that technically means that a lot of the university students should not get jobs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a term for it. I just, main Western mainstream media will just find a name for everything.
Outsourcing. No, you are right. I'm outsourcing.
I think it's something like outsource, is it outsourced copying or something like that?
Mm.
Yeah. So, the thing is, so we have the knowledge, definitely. We definitely have the knowledge. But I think, the questions of who owns what is not going to be answered until we figure out who is funding what.
Yeah.
Because if we want to own something, we're going to have to invest in it. Otherwise, then the, you know, the one that's going to invest the biggest chunk of money is obviously going to have the biggest piece of the cake.
Yeah.
And I mean, we can call on the radio and complain.
And we'll technically say the most.
Yeah.
And have the biggest say. Yeah. Eat the most out of the plate.
Uh huh.
Well, you are just there chewing on the backside, you know. You have to do like what a cow and a goat does, bring it back up and then chew it again. Yeah.
Unfortunately. You have used, okay, you have basically given us the perfect example of how to describe this.
Yeah.
Childhood soccer.
Yeah. Childhood soccer is very brutal.
The guy that came with the ball is the referee, the manager, the coach, and he decides when the match ends, and if their team is losing, the match is over.
Yeah. Exactly. We're going to be taking a short break to listen, and we'll come back right after this.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Coming back from that small, quick break right there, dear listeners, we have to end it at this particular point in time. Obviously, this has been the home run. Stay tuned for David after the break. From your side, Helmut?
For me, until Monday, same time, same place, on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM. And the term I was looking for is what's that, contract cheating.
Yeah, very, very good one.
There's a lot of that happening here. Which is why I eat healthy, because some of these doctors are you. Until Monday.
Yeah, and until Sunday for me, guys. On that note, do your homework, please. Stay in school.
Yeah. And try to stay in drugs, don't do school. Actually, it's the other way around. Stay in school, don't do drugs.
On that note, guys, enjoy the rest of your day. Obviously, also, thank you to the participants in the Number Mills competition. We'll see each other again. Same time, same place next week.
Yeah.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why?